it's just like getting back to the reason why you're doing things. There's a lot of distractions that come up and obviously a lot of fallbacks with anything in life, but just remembering why you're doing what you're doing in the first place.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.
What's going on, everyone? This is Erica Dela Cruz, guest hosting today for Miss Esprit Devora. You are listening to the Women in Tech Show. I am here with my two lovely guests, Miss Lisa Howe and Aoife Teague. They're with the company Magic Links, which we are about to dive into. What's going on, Lisa? Hi, Aoife. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thank you for being on the show today. So tell us a little bit. You two are with the same company. Lisa, explain your role with the company, and is it the same as Aoife's?
Yeah, so we actually both started around the summer. We're both interning, so it's definitely been new.
Love it.
You know, I think my role changes day to day, which is an awesome part about working at a startup. It's definitely like one day I'll be working closely with brands, the next day I'll be doing career outreach. So really it's more of a day-to-day kind of thing, but it's been awesome working in the office and getting to know our different creators as well as everyone else that works there.
Love it. And then Aoife?
I think my role is more like talent scout based. So I have a lot of different influencer lists that I build using these little tools that I've got over the last couple of months.
So
I work really closely with different influencers, trying to get them to sign up to Magic Links, and then just making sure that they know exactly how we work and what brands would work best with them as well.
Wow. Okay. So that sounds so complex, which is amazing because you are women in tech, and sometimes tech can get techie. So Tell us a little bit about Magic Links, the company. What does the company do? What is Magic Links?
Yeah. So Magic Links is basically a technology to help YouTubers stay authentic, do what they're already doing with their videos. So a lot of them are already doing product reviews or makeup hauls. And using Magic Links, they can link to those companies that they're shopping from. And then their viewers, if they want to go buy those products, can go out, buy those products. And then the YouTuber gets credited with those sales.
Got it. So it's sort of like an affiliate marketing.
Exactly.
Link.
Yeah.
So is this platform specific? Is it only for YouTube?
It's mostly for YouTubers just because I think it's easier for them to talk about products, like a wide range of products in a YouTube video and then link to it below. But you can really use it. You can use it on a blog. You could use it on any of your social media channels.
Is it something that you install or is it a software?
So we have a bookmark that you can add.
Okay.
So if you're on a product that you love and we work with that retailer, you just click the bookmark tool and it creates the link for you. So it's pretty easy.
Amazing.
To use.
So Magic Links. And so you both started around the same time last summer. And are you both currently in the internship portion?
Yeah. We only started like this summer.
We started this summer.
Oh, so you were fresh on the tech scene. Okay, so how did you get in to tech? Was this by accident? Is your background in technology?
So I actually studied public relations and then I worked in public relations for a while, which was like, it was amazing, but it wasn't any tech. It was like Word and stuff like that. So then I moved here from Ireland 9 months ago and I started working with a company called Media Leaders. And that was amazing. I learned they're like an online blog that helps brands and companies shine online using digital tools.
It
was amazing. Like I just learned so much there. I was like, I think I learned more than I'd learned in college here. So I just learned so much techie stuff. And then I was introduced to Brian, who's the CEO of Magic Links, and I started working with them.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've come along and you just got here from Ireland. For our listeners wondering, ooh, what a gorgeous accent. Where's Aoife from? It's Ireland.
Yeah.
So, wow. So you really just skipped over, and it sounds like you got a ton of experience inside of the job, which often is the case. We go into our education thinking, okay, we're armed with the tools now, but really it's not till you hit the real world that you get the things that are actually going to move you forward in your career.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. So do you have a tech background, Lisa? How did you end up here?
No, I'm actually just starting out. So I grew up in the Silicon Valley, which obviously super techy. Both my parents are in tech. And I grew up being like, I'm not going to do tech. I don't want to end up back here. Like, this is just not, you know, obviously look where I am now. But
right.
But like starting college, I did not want to do tech. I was physics, international relations. And then I took my first computer science class and I really liked it. And I think before I had a very narrow view of what tech was. Like, I thought it was very, like, you just sit at your desk and you code all day.
Mm-hmm.
But there's such a wide variety of things we do. Like, for example, just at Magic Links, I'm doing a lot of sales and a lot of marketing, a lot of talking to people, and a lot of personal interaction, which is what I want in a job.
Yeah.
And so I'm still figuring it out. I just finished my first year of college. So
great. You are so welcome to be figuring it out with us. That's amazing. And what I'm getting is that there is such a theme, such a social component to technology. And as we're talking, we're talking about influencers, YouTubers using Magic Links, and even PR, your background being next to no tech.
Yeah.
You even thrived inside of something that was supposed to be tech-based, but now it's really kind of social. So as you are now, having the experience that you've gotten, what would you say your calling is? What are you being called to do in this world? Is it tech? Is it social? Is it a combination? Maybe Aoife, back to you.
I think definitely a combination. I love all the little nerdy tech tools that I've learned since moving to America. I love them, and I love listening to people geek out as well. But I also love talking to people, and I love the relationships we have with influencers, and we're really helping them to earn some extra money. So I think that's awesome as well. So
Got it.
A mix, I think.
Yeah, perfect. What about you, Lisa?
I'd agree. I think, like, it just looking at the big companies right now, they're all using tech. For example, like, Uber's really a taxi company that uses tech, you know?
Yes.
It's like, you need tech. Well, using it is just optimizing your business. And I think for me personally, the long-term goal is doing something with mental health and tech and making mental health more accessible in that way.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. So I want to transition, get a little more personal. Have you ladies had anyone who has stood out to you in your lifetime as a mentor? And if so, what was the biggest impact, or what did they have the most to contribute to you as your mentor?
I know exactly who I'm going to talk about.
Aoife is like, someone mentored me and I know what I got.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So the first company I worked with when I moved here was with a guy called Josh Oakes. And he taught me everything that I know about tech. I had no tech experience at all. And he just, like, I was afraid using Word before. Like, I was so bad. But he taught me so much. He taught me, like, how to use MailChimp, all these little tools and stuff, and, like, just how to be really organized. That in Magic Links, it really helps me. Like, links for scheduling calls with Acuity and stuff like that. He just taught me so much. And he's kind of like a big brother to me now. He'll call me twice a week and be like, oh, how are you doing at Magic Links? And he'll stop by the office and stuff. So he's just amazing.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. Great. That's what you want is the, like, there's no such thing as quick answers, but there's a lot of hacks and tips that college leaves out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you can get from a mentor if they take the time and are patient enough to teach you.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. What about you, Lisa?
I think I've had a lot of different mentors in my life, but someone that really sticks out to me is my manager for this nonprofit consulting extracurricular we do in college, but she's just someone that, like, constantly checked in. I think that part, like Aoife touched on, is very important, is that personal connection and that not being someone that just, like, helps you out and then drops you later on down the line, but constantly comes back and, you know, just that quick text of how have you been, like, what's going on, let's catch up, grab a coffee, just checking in. That's the best part. She's been awesome. We still talk a lot.
That's great. So feeling so nice. Known, feeling like someone out there cares what you do
next.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You can sense how authentic it is, especially when you're employed by your mentor. Are they helping you to make sure that their own company and kind of so that they can get ahead and leaving some things out because they have that scarce mentality? Or are they really just there to cultivate, someone coming into the industry and help them along their journey?
Yeah.
So along your journey, we love Magic Links. We know what you're doing now is just, like, kicking ass, taking names. Am I allowed to say that on the air? That's how I feel about this. But let's take you back to a time that maybe wasn't so bright. And Aoife, I even know that you moved a long way to our Silicon Beach here.
Yeah.
Is there a time in both of your girls' experiences where it was kind of a little bit darker? Maybe you did. Maybe it was a huge entrepreneurial face plant or something that was a challenge. And how did you overcome that?
Yeah, definitely. So to go back to media leaders again, when I was working there for a while, I was like, I'm just not tech savvy enough for this. Like, I can't do this. But then I just went to job. Well, for a while, I just kept it to myself and I was so worried about it all the time. I was like, I hate this. I don't want to be here. And then I just went to Josh and he was like, okay, I'll teach you. And he just taught me everything. So, like, I don't know. It's easy. It's not easy to learn everything, but there are definitely ways to learn everything. And YouTube helps a lot as well.
That is what everyone has been, all of my guests today have been talking about. YouTube. Like, if there's something you don't know how to do,
YouTube,
you can follow along with YouTube.
Yeah, you really can. Yeah. It's amazing.
I think a huge takeaway is also we sometimes go around thinking like, if we were to actually tell someone, hey, I don't feel like I know everything. I don't know everything.
Yeah.
I'm walking around like scared.
Yeah.
The minute that you actually let that out, there's space to be opened up for help. So I think that's a huge takeaway from the challenge you faced.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
There's no point.
Yeah.
Keeping it.
There's no point because it's like what is it? Swallowing a poison pill and expecting the other person to die. Nope, you're just keeping it inside.
Yeah.
Cool. What about you, Lisa?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is asking questions. When I started in college, I do nonprofit consulting and we get hired straight on and we work with real nonprofits and actually work pro bono as student consultants.
Amazing.
Which is really awesome. But like the first time I got hired, it was a lot of like doubt and like I have no consulting experience. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like these people in these nonprofits have been working there for like dozens of years and I'm a student I have no reason to really be here. And I think that I struggle with that a lot, with like the doubt of like my words don't hold weight because I have no proof to back them up other than my own feelings.
Yeah.
But I think it just comes down to like asking questions, being curious, staying vulnerable and being okay with not knowing why you're doing what you're doing. And I think for me, the biggest thing was stop asking to like change the question a little bit. Instead of asking like, why was I chosen? Why me?
Right.
I started thinking like, well, I was chosen. Like, how can I do what I want to do and what I came here to do? Like, I love working with nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of constantly asking myself, why am I chosen? I should be asking like, how can I help more and do what I came here to do in the first place?
That's beautiful.
Awesome.
Right. Instead of stopping and being like, the list of questions that overcome you, it's more like, no, it's matter of fact. It's what happened.
Yeah.
Now, how can I get to serving and being a contribution to the rest of the world?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Love it.
Awesome.
So as you're on the path to your dreams and pursuing your ultimate calling, is there a big takeaway or one of the lessons that stands out the most to you that you can share with the audience? Maybe our listeners are grappling with where to go, what to do. Maybe some are in startups or starting their own businesses or inside of a tech company. What's the biggest lesson that you've learned in this entire journey so far?
I think that if you're nervous about not being tech savvy enough, you can definitely learn. Like you can learn a lot in a short space of time. Maybe try get a mentor. That helps a lot.
Yeah, gotcha.
I don't know. Yeah, I think just knowing that anyone can do it, really.
Right.
I think that's probably my biggest learning.
That's amazing. You don't have to be the chosen Jedi master to come in and learn how to send a newsletter.
Yeah.
You just have to learn how to send the newsletter.
Yeah.
I love that. What about you? And I think you touched on it, Lisa, with your point about changing the question.
Yeah.
But is there anything with that?
I think it's just like getting back to the reason why you're doing things and not, there's a lot of distractions that come up and obviously a lot of fallbacks with anything in life, but just remembering like why you're doing what you're doing in the first place. And if you find out that's something that you don't like doing anymore, like there's no problem in switching it. And I know like, I mean, I'm saying this with the bias because I'm a little younger, but I feel like even when you are older, if you realize what you're doing is not what you want to be doing, switching your career actually provides so much inspiration for people that are younger to look up to and realizing that you're not stuck in something.
I love that. Yeah, there's no right time to do what it is you want to do in this life.
Yeah.
Thank you for addressing the stigma because I think a lot of people are like, oh, I've been doing it for X amount of years. I can't switch it up. But to someone who is younger, Lisa, it's your first year of college. This is just proof that you'd actually look up to someone who had the courage to do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Love it.
For me, it's like, well, if I choose something now, I think especially with college and choosing majors, it's
right.
Like, that doesn't mean I have to pursue my major. Like everyone always asks, what are you going to do with that? You know, and then you feel like you need yeah. to do something with what you're doing.
People like to call things something. It's like learning a language. Like, what is that? And you get the answer. People mm-hmm. like answers. And yeah. so I think it's in the undefined where inspiration really lives a lot of the time. So yeah. Thank you, ladies. Again, yes. this is the ladies of Magic Link. So we're going to do a quick round and you can shout it out if you have one off the top of your head. Let us know. But for our audience and listeners, we want to provide a few resources for them. Is there a book that has maybe touched or called out to you that you've read thus far that you'd recommend?
Yeah, I have one, the Digital Marketing Tactics book. It has like Ooh. Over 500 expert tips and stuff, and it'll teach you like all about marketing. There's a notes area at the back so you can take notes as well. So I love that book.
Great. That's Digital Marketing Expert.
Tactics.
Yeah. Digital Marketing Tactic Books filled with a bunch of digital marketing experts.
Yeah.
Love it. What about you, Lisa?
Ooh, I don't have any on the top yeah, of the
book?
Head.
All right. How about podcast?
Ooh, I've been listening to a lot of Code Switch recently.
Ooh.
I really like it. It's basically about navigating like kind of the diversity in the 21st century and how to address different racial issues or problems or yes. questions you might have. I think it's been really interesting for me to listen to.
Love that. Would you repeat the name of the podcast?
Code Switch by NPR.
Code Switch by NPR. Awesome. And then, ladies, we talked about YouTube, but maybe something else, a resource, whether it's an app, a website, something that you've found really handy as a hack or something quick that you would reach for in your day-to-day that you can recommend to the audience.
I definitely use Google every single day when I know it's such a, so obvious, but I think that's the main one I use.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm also a huge Spotify user. Oh, I yeah. especially love Discover Weekly. The daily yeah. mixes definitely helps when I'm a little done with my music.
Yeah, I like it.
You get bored yeah. of it after a while and then you can just yeah. hear some new shit.
Exactly.
So Google, keeping it broad, Spotify, because everyone, wherever you're working, we need some sort of ambiance mm-hmm. To lighten the mood and make us feel certain ways and even motivate us while we're working. Yeah. So that is incredible. Thank you so much, ladies, for being with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, this was Lisa and Aoife, the ladies of Magic Links, and you are listening to the Women in Tech Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Betalist, one of my favorite companies to gain exposure to your startup before you're even live. Go to betalist.com/womenintech and get featured. Yes, get your startup featured while still in beta and make sure people know that you're about to go live. So when you open the floodgates for business, you'll be ready with pre-existing customers and signups. That's betalist.com/womenintech. The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.